We're joined now live in studio with Baxter County Sheriff, Mr. John Montgomery. Of course, I'm Heather Loftus. We don't have enough microphones in the studio, so if you're Kim's still here, don't worry. She hadn't gone anywhere. We're just trying to spread everybody out. Sheriff Montgomery, you have a very special guest with you this morning.
I do. So they'd have an election at school, and so they elect different elected officials like the city attorney and the sheriff and the police chief and all those things. They do. In fact, I learned today they've been doing this since 1977. And the Kiwanis Club sponsors it. And so after the election, each one of those elected officials gets to go shadow their person for that day. So they get them for half a day. Now, we have a lot to do at the sheriff's office. So years ago, we requested that we get them all day. So unfortunately, this young man does not have to go to class today. And I know that's very disappointing for him. But we are very excited because this is Caden Pike, and he was elected. And so he's the sheriff of the day. And so he will be shadowing myself and a lot of the other deputies today. And we're going to show him a lot of what we do. So,
Caden Pike, welcome to KTLO.
Thank you.
So, are you excited for your day?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
So, what have you done so far with Sheriff Montgomery?
Well, I met everybody at the sheriff's office, and I got my fingerprint, and I made my badge, and I got to go into his office and stuff.
Good, good. Hey, Sheriff, do you think you can run him through town with the lights and sirens blaring today at some point?
Probably not.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Now we might when we get out we might let him see what the lights and siren will look like, but probably not through town because
maybe you can do it in the parking lot of KTLO.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll let you do that. So, hey, Caden, you're a sixth grade student at Pinkston Middle School, and as Sheriff Montgomery said, you guys do the student government elections through your social studies classes. So, what's this experience been like?
So at the start, we were with our social study teacher, and he told us all about it, and we all like got our names into what we did, and I voted for sheriff, and we had two elections. So there was like 150 kids wanting to do sheriff, so it was me and Dakota that got lucky to go for sheriff, and then the second one is like the main one to actually go with him, and we all voted for that every class period, and
You had a campaign, like you had to put up campaign posters, and you had to ask people for a vote, just like what our sheriff candidates have been doing for the past several months here lately.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Sheriff, how many student sheriffs have you met with?
Well, this will be number 22. And so I learned this morning. So the Kiwanis Club's been doing this since 1977. And Norman Wilbur started that back in 1977. Again, it's been great. And I'll tell you, it's what I am. We get to show them what we do. And it's just a little snapshot. But they'll get to ride in the helicopter, and he'll get to actually go to the pistol range and qualify just like we do. He'll get to take a tour of the jail, and he'll get to meet all of those folks. He's been talking on the radio. He's received some of the 10 codes and understands how that works. But what's really, I think, for me is so rewarding is not only do they get to see what we do, but I still run into kids that were the sheriff of the day 20 years ago who'll come up and shake my hand and say, wow, what a great experience. So to me, that's so I'll expect that from you, Caden. I'll just tell you down the road. But it's just a great experience for the kids and for our staff, too.
Yeah. You'll never forget it. I never forgot the fact that I lost my election in sixth grade. So there you go. I ran for mayor, and I didn't make it. So, I need to learn from you on how to run a campaign, probably.
Yeah.
Now, you have to give a speech tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what's your speech going to be about?
Mostly, we have to, they're going to ask us questions, what we do all day, and, we're going to tell them what we did. But, at the end, I'm going to tell them, why I wanted to, go for it. And the reason why is, my dad and my granddad used to be police officers. My granddad used to be here, too. And I just really wanted to see, what they do there all day. And I just wanted to hang out with the sheriff.
Sheriff, I think our county's in great hands with this generation coming up.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I really do. And, you know, because they're engaged, and I'll credit that a lot to our school system because of the what they teach. It's not, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic. I mean, they actually get into, you know, like she said, social studies and the election process and all of those different things that they do. And they're preparing this younger generation for life.
I think it also speaks to the connection of our community. I think it's a fantastic relationship that our schools, our local schools across, not just Mountain Home, but across the county, have with our different community and leaders. And you don't find that everywhere.
No, we've got, I'm going to use the word quality of life. I mean, we're obviously talking about schools, but if you look at our quality of life we have here in Baxter County, it's incredible. The hospital, the school systems with Norfolk and Cotter and Mountain Home. You look at ASU Mountain Home. You look at our library. You look, and again, low crime rates. All of those things together, along with our natural beauty, make up a quality of life that's just incredible.
Caden, forgive me. I got to get to business for a little bit, so I got to ask him a couple questions here. Okay. Sheriff, you got quorum court meeting tonight?
Quorum court meeting tonight. There's, I don't think there's anything other than I think they're going to ask. You got to get official approval for funding for the bridge over in the Henderson area. So that got destroyed, you know, got damaged. So.
Yes, we've been talking a lot about that, too, as well. Hey, and also, have you had a chance to speak with Mark Hollingsworth yet as we talk transition into the new administration?
I have, and actually he and I spoke yesterday, and we had a great conversation, and I made it very clear to Mark, Mr. Hollingsworth, well, I've known him for so many years, I call him Mark, we're going to make this transition as smooth as possible, and my staff and the employees are committed to doing that. You know, when I took over 22 years ago, I was not allowed in the sheriff's office until 4:30, December 31st. And it's tough to that all of a sudden you're thrust into that without having any transition period. We're not going to do that. And he and I had a great conversation yesterday, and we will continue to talk in the future. And as he said at the end of our conversation, I just want to leave it better than I found it. And he is more than capable of doing that. And so we're going to work with him and his folks to make sure that happens.
You write him a letter and leave it on your desk, like the Resolute desk that the presidents do in times of presidential transition.
Might have to do that.
There you go. We started here. Hey, Caden, have a fantastic day today. Sheriff, I don't know if you know this. He is a phenomenal football player.
I did not know that.
Yes, on the championship, sixth grade championship winning team this year as well.
Wow, so, that's incredible.
Be careful. I kind of like these sixth graders. I know a few of them.
Yeah.
Caden, so glad to have you. Have a fantastic day, and congratulations on your day as Baxter County Sheriff.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was nice to meet you, Caden. Have a great day.